House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke with the Washington Post today and said that President Trump is unfit to be president. However, she says trying to impeach him would be too divisive.
She says, quote, he's just not worth it. When asked how she describes her relationship with the president, she said it's respectful of the office he holds. We're going to break down the speaker's comments. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with University of Chicago political science professor Charles Lipson. He's director of the school's program on international politics, economics, and security. Professor, it is great to talk to you this afternoon. Help us parse Nancy Pelosi's statement. What do you think she's doing?
I think it's really big news. I think you're right to be talking about it. I think the first thing she's doing is getting in front of the Mueller report. We strongly expect that the Mueller report will not allege that Trump conspired with the Russians during the campaign or afterwards, because if he had, there would have been indictments of his close associates before now that alleged that. Not just indictments for bad deeds, which many of them have been indicted for, but there have been no indictments of people around Trump for Russian collusion, as it's informally known. So I think that that's the main reason she's doing it. I think it's smart politics for the general election, but not for the Democratic primaries. And I don't have to tell people in San Francisco, which is one of the many ground zeros around the country for anti-Trump politics, that there is a lot of animus against President Trump, and I think she's trying to not let that lose the Democrats' control of the House. We pay a lot of attention to the energy on the far left, AOC, and so forth. But, in fact, the reason they won the House was that there were many more people like Connor Lamb in Pennsylvania who were kind of center-left or even just centrists who won and who, if they are associated with harshly anti-Trump politics that ultimately will go nowhere because they can't get through the Senate, then those people could lose. So that's one of the things. That's another big thing she's trying to do.
Professor, it has been said about Nancy Pelosi that she is one of the shrewdest politicians to ever spend time in D.C. Given that, is it safe to assume that for whatever reasons she has made this move in terms of the positioning that she's taken with impeachment, she is doing it in a very strategic fashion?
Oh, absolutely. She's one of the smartest politicians in many years to come down the pike, and one of the smartest in terms of legislation since Lyndon Johnson, although I would say that her counterpart in the Senate on the Republican side, Mitch McConnell, is an extremely shrewd and strategic thinker himself on that side. One of the things that she's doing in terms of being shrewd is related to something that happened last week. For the third time, there was a public controversy around Ilhan Omar, the Democratic representative from Minnesota, making remarks that many people thought were not just anti-Israel, but very sharply against Jews in America who support Israel, and for that matter, evangelicals and others who support Israel. She could not get out of her caucus a straightforward resolution that simply condemned anti-Semitism, much less one that named Ilhan Omar. She is now, with this, trying to re-seize control of her party caucus and say, no matter what the more extreme voices in my caucus want to do, it would be a mistake, and I want to control it.
Now, she did not say that she would never vote for impeachment. I mean, she's not really closing the door on it, is she?
She's not closing the door on it, but the door is all but locked and bolted. She said, unless other material comes up, and of course it always could. But she's got a different problem substantively, I would say, which is that for 2 years now, The Democrats have been saying that the reason Trump is president is because the Russians helped make him president. And if that's true, he should be impeached. If that's true, then why are they not moving forward with this? That's a deep violation of the Constitution. So she needs to explain, does she now agree with Mueller, when the report comes out, there was no collusion? It also raises a question about all these congressional investigations, especially the one that Representative Nadler has just opened up with all these petitions. Congressional investigations are supposed to relate to Congress's legislative purpose. Well, if you're going to impeach, potentially, the president, then that's a legislative purpose. If you're not, as Nancy Pelosi says, then what are they doing? Why are they wasting all this time? It begins to look like a witch hunt. So she's got to, as I Love Lucy used to say, she's got some splaining to do.
And we'll leave it at that. I wish we had more time, Professor. Always great to chat with you. That's University of Chicago political science Professor Charles Lipson.